A reading from the book of Exodus. With the two tablets of stone in his hands, Moses went up the mountain of Sinai in the early morning, as the Lord had commanded him. And the Lord descended in the form of a cloud, and Moses stood with him there. He called on the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, "Lord, Lord, a God of tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness." And Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshipped, "If I have indeed won your favor, Lord," he said, "let my Lord come with us. I beg you. True, they are a headstrong people, but forgive us our faults and our sins and adopt us as your heritage." The word of the Lord.
To you glory and praise forevermore. To you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers. To you glory and praise forevermore. Blessed your glorious holy name. To you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed in the temple of your glory. To you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed on the throne of your kingdom. To you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed who gazed into the depths. To you glory and praise forevermore. You are blessed in the fervent moments of heaven. To you glory and praise forevermore.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers, we wish you happiness. Try to grow perfect. Help one another. Be united. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with the holy kiss. All the saints send you greetings. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with you all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son." The Gospel of the Lord.
In bygone times, practically everybody agreed about the existence of God. At those days, Religious divisions came from conflicting beliefs about God rather than any conflict between theism and atheism. This is not the case nowadays. Not only do many openly profess their lack of faith, but the quality of life we pursue tends to promote a kind of atheism in all of us. It is in such a situation that we celebrate the solemnity of Holy Trinity, the feast of the Triune God, manifested in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Today is the day to pray and reflect on the mystery of Trinity. In our practice of Christian life, from the very beginning to the end, the Trinity is remembered several times, knowingly or unknowingly, often in prayer, during the daily routine, by every Christian. Each time when we make the sign of the cross, as we did at the beginning of this celebration, we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All the blessings of the priest are in the name of Trinity. All the sacraments in the church are administered in the name of Trinity. In the Creed, we profess our Trinitarian, our faith in the Triune God. The last commandment of Jesus, it was to make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we remember Trinity several times in our life, knowingly or unknowingly. And in the Gospel of St. John, the intimate relationship between Father, Son, and the Spirit is described in various ways, in various places. So even though we remember Trinity in several times a day, it is very difficult to comprehend the full meaning, because the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit we invoke constitute a great mystery. The mystery of Holy, Most Holy Trinity consists of this. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet, there are not three gods, but only one God with three attributes. So, this Holy Trinity is beyond the reach of time and beyond the grasp of human reasoning and understanding. It is a mystery of faith, and we can only fumble in the dark in search of glimmers of light. In the Gospel of today, Nicodemus was sufficiently troubled about Jesus' claim to have come from God. Jesus' words to Nicodemus show that it was God, all three persons, who started the whole process of redemption, and the reason for this was his love for his humanity. Jesus tells him that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world that all may have life through him. So let us remember today that the mystery of Most Holy Trinity is a central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is therefore the source of all other mysteries of faith, the light that enlightens them. As we celebrate the Feast of Holy Trinity, we have the responsibility to adopt a Trinitarian lifestyle, or to live out the character of the triune God. And what is the character? The character of the triune God, it is the fullness of love. It is the fullness of holiness. It is the fullness of unity and the fullness of sharing. In the Holy Trinity, there is perfect love and unity. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. The Holy Spirit is their love for each other. Here nobody owns anything, but everything belongs to everyone. So when individuals are in one love, when they share everything, the unity is made possible. And our life should reflect Trinity. And we see this Trinitarian relationship here on earth in the families. Family, we have father, mother, and children. The husband loves wife, wife loves husband. And in their love and union, the children come, so they have the children. So in the family, there is love, there is unity, there is sharing, they share everything. So we see this Trinitarian relationship in the families here on earth. That is why God created family. So let us practice the Trinitarian relationship of love and unity in the family relationship of father, mother, and children. Because by baptism, we become children of God and members of God's Trinitarian family. We are also called to become more like the triune God through all our relationships, not only the family relationships, all our relationships. Modern society follows the so-called I and I principle of unbridled individualism and the resulting consumerism. But the doctrine of Blessed Trinity challenges us to adopt an I and God and neighbor principle. I am a Christian insofar as I live in a relationship of love with God and other people. Like God the Father, we are called upon to be productive and creative persons by contributing to the building up of the fabric of our family, our church, our community, and our nation. Like God the Son, we are called upon to reconcile, to be peacemakers, to put back together that which has been broken, to restore what has been shattered. Like God the Holy Spirit, it is our task to uncover and teach truth and to dispel ignorance. I don't know you understand anything. It's not my problem, because Trinity is a mystery.